We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and it's amazing, but yes, Alex says that she is trying new things, and she's doing it with her boyfriend, the Egyptian. So are you like trying new dipping sauce for nuggets, or what are you doing with your life?
Well, to kind of give you a little bit of a backstory, we have been fighting a lot about one thing in particular in the last couple months, and that has been he does not like to go to do date nights that I like to do. Like, I've wanted to go ice skating or to an apple orchard or to a haunted house for Halloween or whatever, and he just refuses to go, and it really has hurt my feelings. And, you know, I told him, I'm like, I don't expect you to want to go do every single thing that I want to do, but if you could just compromise and do some of them, sometimes it makes me feel like I'm important to you, like I'm special, like, you know, things that I'm passionate about or that I like, you know, matter. And so I let him know that. And that was like, those were some big arguments that we had. As silly as that might seem, it makes me feel more cared for and heard in a relationship to have a boyfriend that will do those things with me, at least sometimes. So I told him that, and I came across an email yesterday that I got in my inbox from my local Pure Bar in my neighborhood, which, you know, Pure Bar is all over the United States. It's a national chain. It's like Pilates, ballet, and yoga kind of all mixed together. It's a very interesting workout class. And by the way, because I'm the fattest skinny girl you'll ever meet, the only workout class I will do. I will not go to a traditional gym.
You did it one time and you still complained it was too much work.
It is too much work. Honestly, going up, walking upstairs is too much work for me, just to tell you, but this is the only one I can kind of stomach doing. So I got an email from them and they were like, hey, Friday the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, we're going to do a bar with bae type of night. And it's only $15 a couple, and you can bring your significant other and they can do Pure Bar with us for one class. And I was like, you know what? I've been feeling like my skin looks very, very mushy. I feel like my body's looking soft and mushy, like not like tight like I want it to look. And so I decided, like, you know, I probably should start getting back into Pure Bar. So I thought, what better way to get remotivated than to see if he'll go with me for the first class?
You're going to drag him to go do Pure Bar.
Well, I texted him a screenshot and just said, what do you think of this? 100% expecting him to say, no way. And he responded, sure.
That's shocking.
Shocking, right? So I literally, tears welled up in my eyes. I was happy. I know that sounds so stupid, but this has been a battle that I have been fighting with him for months. And I just have told him how many times, how important this is to me. And finally, without arguing with me, he just said, okay, I'll do it. And I'm fully aware, this obviously it's a one night thing. I'm not expecting him to come with me a whole bunch of times. It's just one thing for Valentine's Day to do together, different and fun. And I thought it would be hilarious, because what he doesn't know is it is a lot, you know, kind of ballet inspired. I thought, oh my gosh, how freaking funny is it going to be to see him doing like pliés by the bar? But he doesn't know that part, but I'm looking forward to it just to laugh at him. But either way, I just felt so incredibly happy that he finally said yes. And so it's a little relationship win for me to share with you that my patience has paid off. And I just need to brag on him a little bit, because I am so thankful and really appreciative of him compromising on that with me.
I can't believe he's going to that. I'm shedding a tear right now, man.
My boyfriend would definitely not do that, but also I would never go to a bar class, like a Pure Bar class.
Yeah.
So I don't expect him to. But me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, actually just went to like axe throwing, and I thought it was going to be kind of lame. We did it for his birthday, and he really wanted to do it. And I've just always thought axe throwing just kind of looked a little lame, and like there's no way it could actually be that fun. And it was actually such a blast, and it was just fun to do something new. With your significant other.
That's what I was wondering. What's the latest thing that you've done with your significant other that's new and different? Doesn't have to be something you paid for. Maybe it was free, you did in your house or your backyard. But what did you do? Because that might give people also date ideas for Valentine's Day coming up.
Ooh, I like the free thing. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Bring on the free ideas. This costs money, but I think it's worth it. And it's really been cool for me and my wife, Lindsay. And that's, we've been doing the title boxing club thing. So we're boxing, but we're not like in a ring hitting each other. They have a I mean,
that might help.
Yeah, I'm worried now. By the way, my wife knows how to throw a hook and a cross.
Yeah.
I'm worried she's gonna kick my butt. But if I talk back to her, sorry, ma'am. But it's been so fun to go there. We're working out. We're losing weight, and it's just I think it's confidence too. But it's fun. It's just a fun. You're working out for an hour, but it doesn't feel like you're on the treadmill. But you are soaked in sweat after. So we've really been enjoying doing the boxing together.
Yeah. So. See, I love these types of creative date ideas. Even if it's like making a fort in your living room, like just taking pillows and blankets, you could do such a cute romantic Valentine's Day doing that. Put a movie on, string up some lights on in there,
make dinner together,
make dinner. Yeah. So my birthday is actually the 23rd. So my birthday is right after Valentine's Day. And so the Egyptian asked me, he's like, hey, like it would be really expensive to go all out for Valentine's Day and your birthday. Which one is more important to you for me to like really treat you? And I said my birthday. So for Valentine's Day, we are he's making me a really nice romantic dinner, he said, at his house. And so I'm just going to come over for that. We're not going to go to an expensive dinner out to eat or anything like that. So that's what we're doing.
Man, see, like, you guys say that's, like, fun and romantic. But, like, if me and my wife tried to cook a meal together, like pans would fly. It'd be yelling, it'd be fighting, like, you burnt this! You didn't do this right! What are you doing?
Well, I didn't say I was helping cooking. He's cooking. I would burn everything.
Pork chop, he's sitting over here like, I don't do anything.
Well, Chase started going to the gym to tan, and he wants me to come tan with him.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
So bad. One, you're not even spending time together unless you get in the same tanning bed, but I don't think that's recommended.
Yeah, you'd have a weird tan line for sure.
Oh, God, this is terrible. Jared just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, I'm going to be going axe throwing this Saturday. Any advice, Liv, on maybe like a technique? Oh, God. Liv giving axe throwing techniques?
I actually got a bullseye.
Wow.
Yeah, the only technique I could give you is that I drank before.
Oh, what?
Okay. Well, you drink.
That sounds terrifying.
No, you drink while you're doing it. Don't. I mean, I wasn't like blacked out.
Okay, Jared, you know what? The Joe and Alex Show is not responsible for any advice that Liv gives.